Okay, I will. We last time we learned Sifchav Gimel. We're finally up to Sifchav Dalet. However, there are two tshuvas back in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet that we did not do. So I'm going to ask you to turn to what is page 68 in the photostatic copies, which is part of Sifchav Gimel. Mark, it's Taschav Hey. Okay, Taschav Hey. In the middle, it says Nishal, not in the middle, it's actually about a dozen lines down, it says Nishalti. There's a star, I don't know if his the new ones have stars or not, maybe it has it in bold. Days of texting, they call that smiling with a blink. Nishalti. Okay. Nishalti Bevi Kechavim. I would like to first just review. It was a bit complicated what we learned last week. The Machlaikis, we called it derived in Rashi. It's really a Machlaikis derived and many Rishayim. Shaila was, it seems to be a contradiction between two rules. We had a rule of Torud. That when a guy is torud, he's busy, and he's touching wine through a tirda, he touches wine, the case was he puts a dipstick in to measure the wine. So he said, because he's torud, so that doesn't answer the wine, certainly doesn't answer it b'hanah. Because he's torud b'davar acher, so it doesn't answer. That was the kula of torud. Then we had the Gemara, which is Sifchav Gimel, that if a guy, if the wine is spilling out of a barrel, there was a hole in the barrel, and the guy, and he put his hand on the nekev to stop the wine from coming out. So he said, all the wine above the nekev is asur bahanah, because he's holding up all the wine above the nekev. So the problem that the Ravid and the other Rishayim deal with is that's also Torud. Isn't he as Torud when he's trying to stop the wine from spilling as he is when he's putting a dipstick in to measure the depth of the wine in the bar? It should be the same thing. Okay, one second. The Ravid said the chilik is a different chilik than you're saying. The Ravid's chilik was, he said, that in the case, the Gemara's case, where he's catching the wine, it's talking there was a yid there. There was a Yisrael Oyma Bitzidai. And because there was a Yisrael nearby, it's suspicious. Why is the guy so busy saving a yid's wine? It's a yid's wine. And he's running to put his hand there to save it. Why is he so busy to save it? There's a yid who could save it. So the Ravid said two things. First of all, he's not so torrid. He knows the yid will do it. And second of all, maybe he's dafka mechavin to be mishashach l'shem avodah zarah. And memela, it's also dafka because there's a guy. Now, if you look here on page 68, which sticks us in the middle of Sifchav Gimel, the second line, the Ramah brings the Ravid. He says, Dafka hay shahay yisham Yisrael, ahatzal ayayin. Dafka, that there was a yin there, could have saved the wine. Uba'avik chavim v'yitziloi, and the guy came and he saved it. Avam loya yakan Yisrael ahatzal, uba'avik chavim atziloi. But if there was no yin to save it, the guy came to save it, le'gora memoda deviyadai. It's no difference than when he measures it with his hand, now with a stick. So the Ramah paskens like the Ravid, that again, that when a guy comes to save a yid's wine, it's also called Torud, unless there's another yid nearby, which is the Gemara's case, and if there's a yid nearby, then we say he's not so Torud, and he asks the wine. This is the chiddush of the Ravid. As I mentioned, Rashi, the Rosh, seemed to disagree. The Rosh brings the Ravid and disagrees with him. But the Pashtus is that the Ramah is paskening like the Ravid and not like the Rosh. Now, there are two tshuvas on the topic. One is this Taz. The Taz is going with the Ravid. Soon we'll go to the Shach and we'll try to figure out if he's paskening like the Ravid. But the Ramah is zicha paskens like this Ravid. And the Taz here has a Shiloh, which is similar to the Yad Ephraim we learned last week. Nishalti ba'ivik echavim. Shetikein chavish al-yayin l'chaskai. A guy was hired to strengthen a barrel of wine. Umitech ha-ka'osai b'chavis. And when he's banging on the barrel, niftach stak echad, v'yayayim mekaleach derashon. V'sasamay se biyaday. The wine was spilling out, and he put his hand over the crack. V'isha ha-yisraelis ha-yisamedisham v'ner biyada lahar aloy l'sakein. There was a Jew's wine, and the Rebbetzin called a guy in to fix it. She was holding up the flashlight, the candle, while he fixes it. In the meantime, the husband walked in, and he said, "What are you doing? It's leaking out." And the guy put his hand over the crack. So what do you say?
The
sasam
is
true
now.
The guy. No, the guy, that's when the guy did it. He mentioned earlier, but he's explaining how it happened.
Why did he do that?
Why did he do it? He didn't want the wine to leak out.
So then, in this case, it's different, because here, he told the guy to do it. He didn't do it on his own.
Isha, you stay up with Isha, you know,
Chatin Isha. Is it
still
concerned if the Israelis is helping him? Isn't that still concerned?
The Israelis is not a big help.
What he is saying, what the Taz will say, is 1 minute. What was the whole Ravid Svara? The whole Ravid Svara is the guy's not so torrid. It's a Yid's wine that's leaking out. Somebody else will save the wine. He's not so torrid. The Taz says in this tshuva that when he himself caused the leak, he himself caused it, he's responsible for it. Since he himself caused it, he is torrid. He's not going to wait for somebody else to save the wine. It's his responsibility. They're going to complain to him. He's going to have to pay for it. So the psak of the Taz here is based on the Ravid Svara. Since the whole Ravid Svara, why we ask the Bahana, is because we say, not so torrid, why does he care? It's Yid's wine, there's another person who's going to help him save it if it leaks, so he's not so torrid. So based on that, the Taz says, tshuva, let's see at least the beginning of it, tshuva, afag abdel l'chari yeshleim edo aser, kimishay sakan yisraelis, v'kodam hu v'sasam. And since there was a Jew there, and he went and closed up the hole. But he says, Acharayin, it's muta, daha. Kein pasak ri ba'uvda de nitl habarza me'achavis. In a case where the faucet came out of a barrel, v'kavetzei b'chav manach yade alei, dasrinan hasan bahana, because of a rosh amaya srinan bahana, halo yoye tori batzolos hayayin, the rosh is there, the kasha, that he's torrid in Hatzal Sayyim, the Tirits are Ravid, Shoyesham Yehudim Aimdim, the Ravid's Tirits, that there were Yidden standing there, Vilav the Kimla Nasech, am I calling you? Why did he go and do it? That was the Ravid's Tirits. And on that, the Rosh said, Loi Nihirali. We'll talk about the Rosh Hashita soon. Elanira, the Hailaf Tiridahi, we'll talk about the Rosh. Akalashan Masha, Shakoyesh, Svara Lahak of Aloimer, Loinis Kavala Nasech, Onumakilin. So, he's saying that anytime there's a svara to say it wasn't mechabel and nasech, we're meikel. And based on this, the Taz says what?
We're meikel hanah
because he's torrid. Every torrid, remember the dina of shas is that we're meikel on hanah. We said that bisman is for us the chayz darga. We had the rule of the chayz darga, which we'll get to in Simchav Dalet, that we're meikel even b'shtiyah. But the dina that we're talking about, the ikra din is that it's muta bahana. So based on this ravid, he's meikel. If you go down to the second of the very wide lines, just because I'm not going to go through the whole thing, it says hayorai laima bezeh demay v'kachavim oimer etzal chavis v'yisor roch k'tzas mimenu demikri v'kachavim tarid. We could even say a svara to be meikel if the yid's not right there. I don't know how rochek is rochek, but if he's rochek, we can be meikel. Unless he's so far away that the wine spilling out be a hesed kol yishav Yisrael. Shurisi came b'teres abayis aorat afkof lamed hey. B'achim b'yev shel hatzel meher aydei Yisrael. I can't show you. A makomakim nir libar. Now here in the makomakim he adds another kula. Listen to this. Let's say a guy owns the factory. He owns the press. And he wants to have wine that he could sell to Jews. So he knows he can't press it. So he called in Yidden. That's called Mitar Yenai Shalavi Kachavim. That means that the guy has grapes and a Yid made it. Vinikavachavis. Now whose wine is it? It's the guy's wine. and it got a hole in the barrel. V'sasam ekav biyadei anekem ashish yisrael sham dubal al mamaynai. Okay, this daris who biyaisal atzul yainai. Mikim shein echan echacha talina lahakel. Okay, gam benida didan shavik chavim shaosah petikon achavis. Umbekayach maisav niskalkel v'nasanekev. Ubedineim chayv l'shalim. If they go to goyish akut, the goy will have to pay. Gam bedineinu who can? Kedis the perchavis habayis v'aliyah. Habanoish esoser kaisel v'asa hezik v'avon machvas hakasay chayv l'shalim. Akin ein lanu echacha dikim l'nasek. Aloha yabal shalitzak l'shalim ehezik. Akin kwadu mehitzel v'shab kamina beitir don mutal didan. The kaim lom is manazeh. Ma'ak chavim shalai bekavon amutar.
Now,
no, no, two different cases. He's saying, you're right, you don't need both. He's saying, if it'll be a guy's wine, I'd be mekel because he wants to save it, he's Torah. And therefore, in our case, where it was a yid's wine, but the guy was banging and he did the hakah, and if he went to court, he would have to pay. So it's similar in that he's saving himself the money, and therefore we're mekel. So this is the psak of the Ravid. He had a frying on the side, passing is the same way. Based on this Ravid, that we're mekel anytime the guy has his own interest at heart. So it's mutter bahanoah in the din of the Gemara, because Torah, negiyah biyad by Torah, is only mekel bahanoah. But as we're going to learn later, we set a rule of the chayis darga that bezman hazeh with the guy not oivei avay dezara. We go down a darga, and for us, it's going to be mutter b'shtim.
Even if you didn't have to pay, would you say with his reputation, his counsel? Let's
just save his reputation.
The guy,
doesn't sound like that for the Taz. I mean, yeah, Taz is married.
We call him in to fix it, and he's
sounds like the Taz that he has to be worried about his money. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so this is all the Ravid. So clearly, the Taz and the Ramah passing like the Ravid. Now let's turn to the Rush. There's a second tshuva.
The Svar of the Rush. He uses the Svar of the Rush, saying if there's a reason to be mako. Where is there a reason to be mako?
Let's see. We'll see the Rush. One second. I didn't really explain the Rush. What?
Rush?
We're going to see it now in the Shach. This Shach Samach Gimel. There's a tshuva from Mizrahi. Rabbi Yom Mizrahi has a tshuva on the same topic. And let's see the Shach. Now, Shach Samach Gimel is tricky to know how he means to paskin. The question is, do we paskin like the Ravid? Well, so far, the Ramah paskin like the Ravid. And the Mechaber, we don't know. The Ramah paskin like the Ravid. And the Taz paskin like the Ravid. The Shach, it's unclear what, from Samach Gimel what his Psak is. Let's see. Harosh Vatur Svira Lei Den Shilik. The Rosh holds, there's no difference if a Jew is standing there or not standing there. There's no chilik. 1 minute. If he owes, there's no chilik, then the Ravid's kasha comes back. Why don't we say Torud? Just like when he's measuring the depth, we say Torud. Why don't we say Torud? So the Rosh says, Ein medamin tirdai zulizul. Rosh says, you can't be medamin tirdais. It was brought at the end of Sifu Tess, that Ein ledamis milsulim milsulim bedvarim elu. The Rosh just said, like Halacha Mishnah Mesina, he said, you can't compare tirdas. Measuring is one tirda, saving is another tirda. If he asked me, I think saving the wine is a bigger tirda. But I guess saving somebody else's wine maybe is not such a big tirda. See, he brings it. Harosh v'atur sviru lei ein chilek. Afilo ein sham Yisrael loy mikri tala b'malachtai. He says that even if there's no yid standing there, it's also, that's a chumrah. V'loy dami l'tirda de medida, deylan l'adam, he said, tirda z'ulizu, k'leal sef sim in, sef sif yotes. So first he brings the Rosh. Sounds like the Shachat means the Paskin like him. Then he says, miyu. B'tshuvas Rebbe Yom Mizrahi, simen v'mvav, pasak d'stam ki harayvid. V'loy hevi das harosh kalal. Chei pasak habach seif sivchav. U'bemes lo yedati lama. Ha'kaim ulan halacha kibasroi. Normally the Rosh against the Ravid, we pass like the Rosh. U'befrat sh'arosh maybe divrei harayvid, u'masig aleyem. U'befrat sh'hu machmir. So what it sounds like he's paskining. Sounds like he's paskining like the Rosh, even though he ends Balosh and Kushya. Sounds like he's paskining like the Rosh to be Machmir. Now look at Samach Dalet. He brings the Mizrahi a second time. Avlam Loyakan, if there was no Jew there. So the Ravid said that if there's no Yid there, then it's Mutter. Because of Tshuvas Rav Yom Mizrahi Sham, who are dinim Yesh Yisrael Sham, u'bishosh nishman habarza, hoya v'chavim yoyse karav mi Yisrael. This is something that Taz mentioned. if the guy is closer than the yid. And he was at a distance that there'll be a hefsin. Now, from this itself, it sounds like he's passing like the Mizrahi.
Right.
The Rosh doesn't bring tshuvas, the Shach doesn't bring tshuvas all the time. So here it does sound like he's passing like the Mizrahi, so it's a little confusing. And we know the Ramon Taz passing like the Ravid. And we know the Rabbi Yom Mizrahi passing like the Ravid. Really not sure what the Shach holds. So again, what's a Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if there's an Ein Sham Yisrael, there's no Yid standing around, the guy stops it up with his hand, so the Mizrahi holds, the Ravid holds, he's Torud, and it's going to be Mutter, Bahanoah, and the Rosh holds that it's awesome. Now to make it even more of a difference, he brings the Mizrahi a third time in Samach Vav, where there's a break in the way it's printed. It says, because of B'tshuvas Rav Yom Mizrahi, he says, till now it's a machlokes if it's Mutter Bahanoah. Right? Because if you're Torud, so it's still Asa B'shtia, but it's Mutter Bahanoah. Because B'tshuvas Rav Yom Mizrahi, Simin Vav, the same exact tshuva. The Lindy Dan, we, the Kaimlon, the Oivik Chavim Zmanazel, love Oivdi Avetzki Chavim Heim, Umagan Shalai Vekavana Mutter B'shtia. We pask in the Goyim today are not of the Avodah Zarah, and what they touch is Mutter B'shtia. Hachanami Mutter B'shtia. Mashvidvar Sham Lahedya Dua Din B'Yesham Yisrael Naftina Chadarga Ulvidon Kulay Shari. Yohenu Dafke B'Makam Hefsid. We only make L'Chayis Darga B'Makam Hefsid. But it comes out from the Mizrahi, the fact that he's passing at the Ravid, that if there's no guy there, he's Torah, it's Mutter Bahanah, and Lididan, it's even Mutter B'shtia. Samach Dalet would have said, Samach Dalet would be like Samach Vav. Well, Samach Dalet didn't say Mutter B'shtia, he only said Mutter Bahanah, which is the Ikar Adim. When he says Nechayis Darga in Samach Vav. So what comes out? We walk away from this, we have the Ravid's Kula, the Ramah Paskin is this way, the Taz Paskin is this way, the Mizrahi Paskin is this way, we're not sure about the Shach. Sounds like it could be Mekel. The only thing that stands in my way is Gro Nun Ches.
Why is it worse if a Jew is
Gro
there?
Gro Nun Ches.
I don't understand. Why is it worse?
See, if a Jew is there, he's not Torahed. He's not so worried. So why is he saying the Jews want him? So a Chayshish that he wants
but
to do
Jews
Nisuch.
But the Jews serving him, he messed up. He was the one who made the hole.
But he could do a Nisuch easily. He could do a Shechshuch easily. Just shake it as he's holding it. If the guy made the hole, the guy is Torahed, he's worried. He's not going to think about Avodah Zarah. We're not worried. But where he didn't make the hole, where it got a leak on its own, where the guy didn't make the hole, why is he jumping to save it for a Jew? There's another Yid there. So we're afraid that he's Mechal.
Is the earliest source for this Kula the Ravid?
Well, the Kula is in the Gemara. The Ravid is explaining. I'm sorry. The Chumra is in the Gemara. Gemara says it's Aser. If he puts his hand, it's Aser. The Ravid asks the Kasha, why is it Aser? Why isn't he Taritz? He says this Taritz, which comes out of Kulas, is the Ravid's Kulas.
Why are we concerned with Mechavim? Today's time they're not Avodah Zarah. Why are we concerned with Mechavim?
Today, you remember, today's times, you only say you go down one step. So there's Osa Bahanah. So we say, Bizman is Etzmut Bahanah, it's the Osa Bishtiya. And if we say in the din of the Gemara is that it's only Osa Bishtiya, we say, Fas, it's Mutta Bishtiya. So we have to figure out for them what the din was in order to know for us how to go down a step. Now, what concerns me is Gro Nun Ches. Gro Nun Ches says Harosh B'Shem Aravid, which we understand. Avol Harosh V'Rash B'Chol Kavshom Olav. There was an Igeres Chazay Nish that I read in the beginning of Elul when we started. The Igeres Chazay Nish said how to interpret the Gro, that when the Gro brings a second opinion, if he says Deloy kiss someone, so he's paskening like the first shita. When he says Avol, the Chazon Ish said he means to pasken like the second shita. So here it says Avol, the Rosh Rav Yochanan Olav. It sounds like the Gra is paskening like the Rosh and the Rashba. So it sounds like a Chumra, which would mean that Lididan, that according to the Rashi and the Rashba, it would be Osir Bahanoah and Dina de Gemara, Lididan the Chayis Targa, it's Mutter Bahanoah, but not Mutter B'Shtia. So again, the Nafkamina would be in a case where the wine is going to Ibud, and there's no yid there, and the guy saves it, or the yid is far further away, that'll be enough kamina. Or in the Tassus Shaila, where someone made the guy himself made the hole and he's saving it, the rival would say he's Torah. And Dina de Gemara, it's Mutta Ba'anol, it's Dina Mutta B'shtiyah. And the Rosh would say, no, we don't say Tirdus on saving the wine.
So,
it's Ikeres Chazon Ish that I once mentioned. And if you want, I'll find a few. And okay, so in the Baruch Hashem, this doesn't come up. No one ever called me with a shaila that his bottle of wine was leaking and the guy stuck his finger over it. But in the learning of the sugya, in the halacha, it is it's a concern to know exactly how to paskin. Because you have to remember, l'didan, what's the shaila? If it happened to us, it's sicha muta ba'anah, because we paskin, come out, everything is muta ba'anah b'zman hazeh. And for us, it would only be a shaila if b'makom hefsid muta b'shtiyah. So, if you could have a nod, today there's no market for started bottle of wine. That's the problem. Especially if it had a leak and you had to put your finger on it. So, I don't know what you're going to do with Mutta Ba'anah. You give it to your guy who's working in your house. You don't want to feed her a bunch of wine. She's not going to do a good job afterwards. So, give it to Naomi. About Al-Kopanin, this is the tumult over the Shita Saraiva. Okay, I'll be matriach you to turn to Sif Chav Dalid, and we get to the end of the Simen, but the main Sif in the Simen. Okay, let's recap what we've been learning over the last months. We've learned two Simanim of Yayin Esav, Kuf Chav Gimel and Kuf Chav Dalid. Kuf Chav Gimel had to do with the wine press, and when wine gets a shem of wine, we talked about the way wine is pressed. Kuf Chav Dalid was a totally different mesechta, so to speak. It talked about how a guy asses wine, under what conditions, etc. Consistently, the Shach referred us to the Ramah in Sif Chav Dalid. The Ramah has the rule which we call Nechayz Darga. We'll see the Shach calls it Nechayz Darga. And that rule is that Bizman Azeh, with our Goyim, we're more Mekel. Why are we more Mekel? What is the lomdis that this is based on? So that we're going to see now. What does it help to that other? Why are we wine the Chayz Darga? So that we're going to learn now. Now, in order to understand Chav Dalid, I want just for a second to review. Kuf Chav Dalid, the first 9 sifim were general rules. I think we learned it in 1 week or in 2 weeks. Which goyim asak? Tanim, Gertashev. Sif Yud gave an introduction. It said that Maga Akum La Eser Bahanah Tzarech Shloisha Tanoim. And Sif Yud, it was introductory, and it said that a Maga of a guy to Asa Hanah needs 3 conditions: Echad Shiskaven Liga, one that he has to have Kavana to touch the wine, Lafuki Tinik Shenaga Delabar Kavanahu, Lafuki a cotton. We discussed this. A guy who fell into a bar of wine and drowned there. So he was not mechavin to touch it. He fell in. Sheini, the second condition, he has to know it's wine. If he sticks his hand into something, he doesn't know if it's wine, he doesn't answer. Now, it means tirda. That's what we discussed at length. Chav Dalid now talks about touching shaloi b'kavana al yedei dover acher. We're going to have here a din of two kulas together, that maga shaloi b'kavana together with al yedei dover acher. Let's see the case. That's interesting, because we had the case where the guy was tarud. The Gemara's case was an esrig fell into the wine, and the guy stuck his hand in to grab the esrig. So he said, before he removes the esrig, Rav Ashi, I think it was, grabbed his hand, he shouldn't be Meshach Shech. So when he stuck his hand in to grab the esrig, he was Tarut. And the way out, he won't be Tarut. So that was the case. So what's interesting, I mentioned then, is that one case is an esrig, and now we're going to have a case with a lulav. It's a funny thing, especially Goyim. The guy is saving the esrig, and now the guy is picking a lulav. But I don't know.
Is a lulav attached to the ground?
Very good. Okay, let's see Sif Chav Dalid. Maga ayvik echavim b'yayin aydei davar acher shloi b'kavana kagayin. Now this is his kagayin. Shayatarid Yared Mehadekel. A guy is climbing down a palm tree. Ubiyade Lulav. He climbed up to get a lulav. And as he's climbing down, the lulav is long. So he's climbing down, holding the lulav under his arm or in his hand. V'naga b'roish ha-lulav b'yayin shalei b'kavana. He didn't even realize it. There's a barrel of wine on the bottom of the tree, and as he's coming down, his lulav is sticking into the wine. Oy, or a second example, shayim mahalech, he was walking. V'naga b'knaf b'gdai shalei b'kavana. And his baguette stuck into his shalei b'kavana. Sometimes he's sitting at a table, someone sticks his hand across, and his sleeve dips into the chicken soup or something. So, what? I did davar acher. Remember, we had a rule of the sheep. The gia de davar acher. Well, the baguette is, you mean it's on his arm?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so it seems it's also. Okay, one second. You're right, it's a chidish. I shall have a nugget, but not big, shalei b'kavana. Or he was mechavin to touch it, to stick a stick into it, but he doesn't know it's wine. Mutar afilu b'shtia, bit kula. Mutar afilu b'shtia. Now, just let me tell you, when I gave you the rules in the Gia de Davar Acher, we said bikavana. There's no difference between the Gia de Davar Acher and the Gia Biyada. If he's doing it deliberately, we said there's no difference. The Gia de Davar Acher and the Gia Biyada. But Bali Kavana, that's what we have here in Sifchav Dalit, that Negiya de Davar Acher, when it's Shalai B'Kavana, that is Mutter B'Shtia, who I didn't even with his hand, it says here, who I did de Davar Acher, El Sheni Yedei Ashuviyai. Well, we try to estimate, it's like Umdina, like Kolatay Akula, you work in an Umdina, you see the Maisa Shahaya, and you try to work it. Okay, so shaloi bekavana, it's mutar af kushtia, if he's negeya al yedei davar acher. So it's an interesting example. I can't imagine that it comes up in our homes too often, but what makes it very important is the Ramah's extension of this kula, and the Ramah extends it very in a very big way. It's not any two. Two of them are interchangeable. If you have the two requirements, kavana yedei davar acher, then it's mutar b'shtia. Or yedei davar acher lo yadashu yayin. It's mutar. But if it's shalai b'kavana, if it's shalai b'kavana al yadai, then you're right. Then it's asur b'shtia mutar b'ana. Right? One of three. Yadai? He knows it's wine. Good, okay. Right, the requirements are three. The exceptions are two out of the three. If it's Ayde Davar Acher, right, if you're missing one, it's also B'Shtia. Well, it depends which two. If it's Ayde Davar Acher plus one of the other two, then it's right. Then it's, okay? Now,
you didn't come out. You're not referring to the third thing. You said a lot. You said you don't have, right?
The what?
You didn't come out. You're supposed to be Isaac. You don't have. Six different things.
Tirda is something else, right? Right. Now, there are long. What? Now, what's wrong? Okay. Now, there are long Taz in here. The Taz, you should know as a general rule, the Taz in Yeridea goes on the tour. He explains Shitas HaRishayim, and especially Lamed. He says, Beferish is coming to explain the tour. Lamed Aleph, pretty much. In Chavtes, he brings the Rishayim. He says, Zeh Das Rabbeinu Tam, the Tor, Shechalik al-Rashi, the Rashi ain't Chilik. But I don't think it matters, because there's no Machlokes LaHalacha, that we paskin like this, Lechaber. Now, the Ramah extends it in a mechudishtik way. First, the Ramah says, Huadin, if a guy stuck a faucet into the bottom of a barrel of wine, or he removed the faucet, Pashin is buyer. Bizman hazeh, this is what's important. Bizman hazeh, deho umayis lav oivdei kochavim hein. Nowadays, the goyim are not oduk and avay dezara. Kol magon mikri shalai bekavana. Now here I have to explain this. Kol magon mikri shalai bekavana. What does it mean? When they touch it, it's shalai bekavana? What does that mean?
It's good.
So it means, as the Torah says, the beginning of Lamed Aleph, pirish ein lohem kavana linaseh. It doesn't mean they don't have kavana to touch it. It means they have no kavana linaseh. They're not mechavin to do nisuch. And since they have no kavana to do nisuch, that's like shalai bekavana. And memela, he says, have a ketinik dereshim ezeh, sheini yisel l'bishdiya.
That's good.
He goes into it. But again, what's the Rama saying? That we have this kula called Nigiyah de Davarache Shalai Bekavana. So nowadays, our Gayim are always called Shalai Bekavana. So therefore, when the Negev de Davar Acher, if it would be Bekavana, it would be Negev de Davar Acher Bekavana Zasafilu Behana. But Negev de Davar Acher Shalai Bekavana is Mutter Afilu Bishdiya. And therefore, it should turn out that it's Mutter Bishdiya.
Even if they touched it Bekavana?
Let's see what it says. So let's read the Ramah slowly and carefully. Bismana say again, do mislave chavim heim, karma god mikri shalai de kavana. Now continue the page. Oh, that's what it means. Let's see what the Ramah says what he means. Okay. Im noga biyayin aide dover acher, afopishu yoidea shu yayin, vikivan liga boy, mutter afilibishtia, the mikri maga aide dover acher shalai de kavana. He says, here we're going down two dargas. Here we're saying, that if the guy touched the wine, Aydei Davar Acher, and he knows it's wine, and he's Mechavin Ligabai, Mutter Afilu Bishtiya, the Mikri Maga Aydei Davar Acher, Shalai Bekavana. The Huadin, now he goes to a new cooler. Afilu Naga, Im Naga Afilu Biyadai, Belai Kavana Smaga, if he touched with his hand, Shalai Bekavana, which the Iker Hadin, if he touches with his hand, Shalai bekavana is that it's asur b'shtiya. Oy shalai yada shu yayin. We didn't know it's yayin. Dikar din is it's asur b'shtiya. Biyadai. Shari. For us, it's muta b'shtiya. Ve'in lefarsim adava mepnei am ha'aretz. Be careful where you repeat this. We don't want goyim going around touching wine all the time. Yeah, okay. So he says, "Ein lefar dov ne'am ha'aretz," and therefore we have here two kulas. We have the kula that it's called shalai bekavana, which by magid de davar acher is actually nechay shtei dargis. It's actually a double kula, and by nigiyah de davar acher, nigiyah biyadai, since we're calling it shalai bekavana, biyadai shalai bekavana is a heter be for us b'shti is muter meikar adin ba'anar also b'shtiya. Lididam Bishtiya. Now, what?
Assuming it's a Kiddush with Ashkenazim and Sfardim, and the guy doesn't open the wine, there's a wine table. Wine falls over, the Keshwed runs over, picks it up. From here, we've seen Ashkenazim would have no problem drinking it, the Sfardim couldn't.
I want to get to examples in a minute. I have to think about what you're saying. I want to finish the Ramah, we'll get to the other examples. So far, we said, Negiyah de Davar Acher. Now, no, it's the same Ramah, it's the same Taisus. Taisus, the Ramah brings that giving gifts, and the din of the Gemara, you're not allowed to give gifts to Goyim 3 days before the Chagah. So the Ramah brings Taisus that Bizman HaZeh, they're not Odek and Avay Dezara. It's enough to be Machmir on the Chagah itself. 3 days before, they're not thinking about their Goy. Could be the Ramah there is even Mat here on the Chagah itself. Taisus says you don't have to be Machmir 3 days before. But
the shakulars are not following this Ramah.
The what?
If the shach doesn't follow the kula of the ravid, and if you hold by the Ramah, even if it's no kavana, it's twice no kavana. You don't have kavana to touch. You don't have kavana to touch.
So therefore what? Would you handle or did
Davar Acher? The shach says you can't handle it.
Shach says...
Shach says he doesn't follow the kula of the ravid. He says like the rav.
Yeah. So what does it have to do with this? Let's say you don't follow the kula of the ravid. He's touching it with his hand.
Yes.
So we're going to say, Bisman Azeh, so like Shaloi Bekavana. Touching your hand, Shaloi Bekavana, Bisman Azeh, will be Mutter Behanoas and Mishpiyos. That kula will apply. The question is, if Mikra Adina will be, if Mikra Adina will be Mutter Behanoas, then Ledidana will be Mutter Behanoas. We're going to say, yeah.
So one common reason, based on this, the town is creaking under the roof. We don't know that.
The Taz is not arguing with this Rama. This Rama, as far as I know, none of the Pais can disagree with. Now, all the Pais can agree with this Rama. Do me a favor. Lamed Aleph continues for about 100 lines. Yeah.
Archbishop of
St.
Patrick's Cathedral happens to be in your house, then this wouldn't apply.
If the Archbishop happens to be in your house, it won't apply. My house is not welcome. Unless he takes off his tzeilum before he comes in.
You don't know.
No, you're right. No, the truth is, people have told me that the Polish goyim, some of them are tzeiluming themselves the whole day. So I don't know, you know, if it applies. That's why you really have to be careful. What? What do they do with yayin? Okay. All right. You're right and you're not right. Because this Ram, you're right because there's a different Ramah, but this Ramah is not saying that. All right.
If you know
he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, then this Ramah won't apply. So I'm going to sidetrack for a minute. I shouldn't do this. There are two Ramahs that are Meikel. One is this Ramah, that's what I want to talk about. There is another Ramah in the very first Sif of Kuchav Gimel. There he said, you don't have it in your copies, Bizman Azeh, Eino Shkia Sheumais Minaschin Lavoidis Kechavim. He brought there a daya that it's not because they're not over the Avodah Zarah. It's because they're not into pouring. They're not into Nisuch. And since they're not into Nisuch, so it's not part of what they do. They may do it in the church, but they don't do it in the house. Yeah. So that's really a different kula in the Inyanei Hanor. But I want to get back here. Now, we kept on saying that Nechoiz Darga, that this kula is only Matar B'Mukim Hefsid. The Ramah does not say anything about B'Mukim Hefsid. That's Shach Ayin Aleph. So let's learn Shach Ayin Aleph. Hu Adinim Naga Oishalo Yada Hoyel Vafilo Kivan Liga Einei Oysa Rak B'Shtiyah. Even if Yaakov wanted to touch it, what's this going on? Which case? It's going on biyodai. Let's see. Hayav afil kivan liga in the yisurak b'shtia. Hayav v'ini avaydis kechavim. Im ken shaloi b'kavana afil b'shtia shari. B'did yahavi yishmal shenoga shaloi b'kavana kidleel atkan l'shayna. Dedakim aisha. Let's just follow the lashon again. A guy who's not over avaydis zara. Even if he's Mechavan Liga, so we said, Nechais Darga, when we had it by Yishmaelim, we said a guy who's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so even if he's Mechavan Liga, he only asks his only B'shtia, because he's not Ovid Avodah Zarah. In Cain, Shalai B'Kavana, Afil B'shtia Shari, B'Yidav Yishmaelim, Shanaga, Shalai B'Kavana, Kedlaakad L'Dakei Moshe. Sort of a double kula, two similar things that were being makel. We're saying, hey, even B'Kavana, he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So even if a guy is not Ovid Avodah Zarah, never asks more than Shtia. He said that there's only Chasnus, and there's no Avodah Zarah by Yishmaeli. So there, we're Matar B'Shtia, and Asa B'Shtia. Now, that we throw in a second svara. It's based on the same thing. It's funny. It's based on the same idea. Same idea that he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. We're adding now a second reason to be Mekel. That's called Shaloi B'Kavana. So he says, because it's called Shaloi B'Kavana, so a filibishti ashari. Shaloi B'Kavana Snisuch. He's not thinking about Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, but the right. Shmuel doesn't even start. I mean, so why are we making it like a space vapor?
What we're doing is we're saying he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Gzeris, it's taka, an interesting thing that we're taking the fact that he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, we're making two coolers out of the same thing. Shaloi B'Kavanah doesn't mean to touch it. But the Ramah is saying that even when he means to touch it, it's Shaloi B'Kavanah Niso. Okay, you're right. So I'm wrong. Then. So it means here that he taka did it shalai b'kavana. Okay, good. So then this makes more sense to taka Moshe. So two coolers. That he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, and b'poyel he wasn't mechavin. So the ikka din if b'poyel is not mechavin b'yodai would be also b'shtiya. See, that is b'to b'shtiya. Okay, good. Yishkayach. Umashu do adim b'chol b'akim she'ini also b'din ha'shas elu b'shtiya. And here's where he makes the shach makes a global rule out of this. Masha who had b'chol b'akim sheni aser b'din hashas ela b'shtiya l'didan shari af b'shtiya. He's making, like I said, a global rule that any time the din hashas is it's aser b'shtiya l'didan shari af b'shtiya chaykos habach seis of chaf chayz tshuvas Rabbi Yom Mizrachi the same tshuvas simin and vav chaymasha tshuvas ben chaviv simin mem aleph the tola tamad in asin and darga ayin sham. So here you have the losh in asin and darga. That we go down a step, Ayin Shem. Miu. Kivarn is Baalel Reisim and Kufchav Gimel, where he brought the Kula the first time. Shaloi b'mokim hefsid, Kaimalon apizman azev, David Kachavim hein, that Shaloi b'mokim hefsid, we don't hop onto this Kula. Chem Jumas Maril, Simalam Ches Mitzasi, the cause the Magi b'chav b'kavane, David Abarach, apizman azev, Ein lahatir Ela b'mokim hefsid meruba. There it says hefsid meruba, before he said Shaloi b'mokim hefsid. The Ramah says the Kula, it doesn't come from Kadmainim. Now here, the king says, "V'chein kabalti mi'agoyin avi mayrizal ein lahakum tayv chum bizman hazeh lavi kleves chavim elo b'makim hefsid." Bob mishakach ra gam kei mekama gedei lehera. Now there's a little of a challenge here of makim hefsid and makim hefsid meruba. The poiskim, as I'll point out in a minute, all quote this as makim hefsid, not hefsid meruba. That the kula, the chayis darga, the Ramah holds is even without a makim hefsid, but the shach says. Is b'makim hefsid. So this is, as I said, the big kula of Yayin Nesach, and this turns upside down the whole chumra of Yayin Nesach. I made a list of 9 nafkaminis that are mentioned in the Paiskim, some which we had as we were going through this in this din. Probably the biggest chiddush is the Chokhmas Adam that I'm going to read to you. Again, what's our rule? Our rule is that our goyim, assuming the guy in our house is not Oved Avodah Zarah. So we say that we're mekel bizman hazeh. I'm reading the Chokhmas Adam in the beginning of Klal Ayin Zayin. Din Yayin Abba Mekayach Avi Kechavim V'din Nitzuk. We spoke about a guy pouring wine. So it was a chiddush to everyone here. I said that when a guy pours the wine, what's left in the bottle is not a problem. And if you still have those papers, I gave a list of kulis. I wrote Ira Ben Akli. Have a koychay v'asa b'shtiya. Had nishem b'kli. Have a nishem b'koychay. B'choyks b'chaber amal. And he done. Had nishem b'te behefsid. V'yashem b'li hefsid. That what remains in the bottle, when a guy pours wine, what remains in the bottle is mutter, even b'shtiya. And that was a kula to everybody. There was a connection of nitzuk and koychay. What he poured was koychay. That's aser. What? It's considered, we said, it's not called Eidei Davarach when you grab a bottle. We remember we said, if it's already in the bottle and you grab the bottle, that's not called Negei Eidei Davarach. Right. We said Davarach is when you take a Davarach and touch it. But when it's there before, that was the rule that we had in the Taz. So I'll read to you a bigger kula, the Chachma Sadam. Now he's starting. This is Sivkat Nalev. So he introduces it. Oid Osu Chachamim. I feel a loydoga b'yayiv aloy shichshuch. If a guy didn't do nigi or shichshuch, ela kimen sheyotze yayiv and achavis mekeche shal akum, osur. If the guy caused the wine to go out, let's say he opened the faucet, and the wine came out, so chazal asid it, ela dezein ay osa medina ela b'shtia. That's only osa b'shtia. Ketzad. Notel akum kli shal yayin. Vigbiyay v'yotzak. A guy took a bottle of wine, enim avoshim. He picked it up, he poured it. V'yotza hayayim. Afo pi shaloi shichshech. Now, told me he didn't do shichshech. He just picked it up and poured it. Neser b'shtia. Sharei hayayim ba b'kaychay. That which he poured out is also at kaychay. Hanisher b'kli, what remains in the bottle, also b'shal nitzuk. It's a flow that's connected. Uledidon, he says, for us, b'mokam hefsid, hakoyel mutter. Everything is mutter. Even what he put out? Even what he put out is mutter. Says, let it done. Outside and inside. Now, as a practical matter, I mentioned to you the suffix of the shach, what's called shichshuch. How much ma'at shichshuch, ma'at or maruba. So I told you that we're not clear how much shichshuch is shichshuch. It's very hard to say. I watched the guy pour it and he didn't do shichshuch. What's shichshuch? Swishing the wine around. So as a practical matter, you can't really be mad at what he poured out, because how do we know he didn't do shichshuch? This whole thing is b'li shichshuch. Where it's midin osa b'shtiyah, and l'didan it's motah filo b'shtiyah, because it's only kaychay. So as a practical matter, we're not going to be mekul with what he poured out, but let's say he opened the faucet. So we know he didn't do shichshuch. He just opened the faucet, so we know he didn't shake it. So what comes out is even motah b'shtiyah l'didan, but mokam hefzit. That's in Malcolm Absent. But as I write that this Ramah's Kula goes. What do I want to ask him? What is Shichshuch? See, I'm concerned with Chazal Asir. My problem is that he's a 20th century guy who doesn't know what Shichshuch is. That's the whole problem. So you have to know what Chazal Asir, and we say Nechayz Darga. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he does know what Shichshuch is.
You have a Muslim way of.
Yeah, you should. Yishmaeli is not Asa Bahanah, never. But as Chasnus, remember there were two reasons. As Chasnus is still Asa Bishtiyah. Now, no, Asa Bishtiyah, there was no Shirshach. The nitzuk we had it in Sif, the pouring, the yitzika they call it. We had a Sif Yud Ches. Notel Akum Klishal Yayin Higbiyay V'yotzak Hayayin Af Bishloy Shichshuch Nesar Shariba Mekaychay. It's only Yisak Kaychay, which I believe is only Aser. The Kaychay is only Aser the. Bishtiya napahana. Says to look in Chav Kuf Chav Hey, Nachon Klisha Yayin Biyay Viyatsi Yayin Bishanin Nesa Bishtiya Shari Yayin Ba Bikai Chai. So it's going down one down.
The part remains in the bottle. Do you have to say that too to be mounted?
What remains in the bottle, you need Bisman Azep. Okay, it's a good question. The question was, if what remains in the bottle, do you need Malkam Hefsid to be Megal? So I wrote here that Yeshayim and Makam Hefsid, Yeshayim and Shaloi and Makam Hefsid. Because here, what remains in the bottle, you have the Kula Bizman Hazeh. But you also have a Kula that. You have a Kula that it's a combination of Nitzuk and Kaychai. So Machalik Svishayim, if we have the two Chumris Ba'adadi, which then became Asalt Kaychai, plus a Nitzuk to Kaychai, that itself is a Machalik Svishayim. So the Shach of Kuf Chav Hei. There are two shachs, Aleph and Beis. In Aleph, he says you need b'makam hefsid. But he seems to be explaining the Ramah. In Beis, he says that even shaloi b'makam hefsid, it's mutter. He seems to be saying that l'didan, we take the two kulas together, and we can make a levim shaloi b'makom hefsed. That's what it seems to say. I don't know what you're going to do in your house if a guy pours wine. You're going to use the wine in the bottle. You see, there's always the problem. Maybe he was Meshach Shech. What do? We don't know what Shech Shech is. We always, in practical matter, it's always a problem. What? Right, but remember, if we know the guy did Shech Shech, we're only entitled to do Nechais Darga and go down a step. How do we know? No, he couldn't. There's no Shech Shech Lavai Dezara. It could be his Meshach Shech. I'll show you a Dogum Ravavah. No, Aim Ladamis to the Zulazu? No, you don't need to touch. If as long as it's open, it has to be open. Do me a favor, though. Turn back to a Dogum Ravavah, which is one of this list of coolest, or Kivager, same thing. It's on page Lamed Gimel in the copies. Gobaka Pseda, Sifyud Zayin. Sifyud Zayin talks about the Ramah. Shechshech b'gufei shokli b'lay hagbah lay mikri shechshech. They need hagbah and shechshech. And lach makom pseda. Anyway, he says, L'didan. Gobaka Pseda. Lididan b'makom pseida, obviously referring to Sif Chav Dalet. Af b'gbiya v'shichshuch yesh lahakul. D'loi gara b'maga adei davar acher. Chikos of garam hatas kuv chavhe. He's saying, and the Dogum Ravava says the same thing on the side, that lididan, even if the guy poured a bottle of wine, and we're afraid he did shichshuch yesh lahakul, d'loi gara b'maga adei davar acher. It's no worse than maga adei davar acher, which is in the Taz. Now, the Dogum Ravava says the same thing. I think the similar lashon li nira the b'makom pseida afil l'gbiya v'shichshuch mutl didan the vade l'gor zeh maga v'chame dei davar acher the nes l'didan k'nel kamon sif chav dalet v'haga v'vade in chilek v'shichshuch eloi. So then mekel l'maisa. Now there is a bit of a problem. He can't mean that when the guy pours, it's Magalei de Dover Acher. So we had a rule in the Taz. Magalei de Dover Acher is only when you bring a Dover Acher and touch the wine. If the wine is already in the bottle, and you touch the bottle, the Taz said that that's called Magalei Adayim. That's not called Magalei de Dover Acher. Taz said in Chafalev and Chaf Beis, you brought a Chubas HaRivash. So it's not called Magalei de Dover Acher. But Kivegan doesn't say it's called Magalei de Dover Acher. His Lashon is, Loigora mi magal de davar acher. It's not worse than magal de davar acher. Dogum Ravava also, his lashon was loigora zeh mi magal v'chamei de davar acher. So it sounds like he's not relying that it's called magal de davar acher. He's touching the bottle. He says loigora mi magal de davar acher. There in the Dogum Ravava, the Rabbi Kivega Shikol Hadas, they said that it's no different. And lididan, it's motefel l'bishtia. And that's when you know he did shechshuch. So you have a guy today who comes to the table and he pours the wine. So it was very strange. I was at a Sheva Brachas on 12th Avenue in a restaurant in Borough Park. And they brought wine. And the wine was wrapped in some white towel of some sort. It was wrapped in a very neat, fancy way. And there was a guy pouring it. I don't know, maybe it's my cynicism. It sounded like they were being machmir. The guy shouldn't see it. But the pouring of it, they didn't care about it. It's very strange. Was he Ayin Rishon? I didn't open it to see because I didn't.
It's better not to know that it was wine.
Oh. You should know it's wine. Yeah. They wrapped the soda too, right? Anyway, maybe they want to think it's Mavushal. Is that a cooler if the guy thinks it's Mavushal? We say Ayin Mavushal, it's not the Derech to be a Menasa. So maybe it should be good enough to take Ayin Sheinu Mavushal, put a big label Mavushal in Polish or whatever it is, and then the guy won't even ask her because he thinks it's the Ayin Mavushal. He doesn't know it's wine. Well, stam wine he assumes is Ayin Mavushal. Wine naturally is not Mavushal. The Jews cook the wine to make it Mavushal, but not normally. So he assumes it's Ayin Mavushal. The question is,
Stop, guys.
Stop wine is
Ain't a Mavushal.
It doesn't say
anything on the label. It's not a Mavushal. If somebody has talked to any Mavushal, if the guy wants to be Menasker anyway, that's Kabbalah for Nisa. It's Yad Mavushal. That's a psul.
Yeah, what would be if the guy takes Mavushal and he's Menasach it? You see, I'll tell you what it is. If a guy is Mamish Menasach, Yayim Mavushal.
Yeah.
Even if a guy is Mamish Menasach Coca Cola, it's also awesome. If we know he did Nisa Chavay Dezar. Question here is if the Gezeira Derabbana, to be Chayshish, if that applies. That's why. There weren't guys that buy Mavushal. What?
With regard to Issa Hanal, but what chapter?
What does it have to do? The question is a good question. The question is, why does chasnus, why does all this help for chasnus? The fact that goyim are not odik and avay dezara, so why does that help for chasnus? What? Chasnus. So he's saying that maybe chasnus should be by a guy's wine, not by a yid's wine. Even though the Gemara, it's all one gezeira. Okay. Could be said that in Quebec and Kuf Chav Gimel. Yeah, probably. Probably. That since it's a yid's wine. Okay. Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm sure. What?
Like
Pas Yisrael, yeah. All right, so Lamaisa, we have the Chayz Darga. I tried to jot down some of the cases we had. We had Negia B'Kaychai, is Shari B'Makim Hafsid. When a guy touches through Kaychai, which pouring we said is an example of Kaychai. Negia De Devaracher, we said the Chayz Darga. A guy opens a faucet, that's three. A guy picks up a Kli in his Meshach Shechit. All right, that was the Dogam Revav I just read you. That even he's Meshachshach, that's four. If he's Torud ba'asakov, the Kula we had that if he's Torud, it goes down from Isaranah to Heteranah. The Didan, it goes down to a Heter Shtia. The Shach brought that, I have a list, Lamed, Mevav, Memtes, Amaches. Remember the Taz, the Shach kept on bringing, Lididan, Lididan. So he brings it in at least four places. Wherever it brings that he's Torud, so he brings this Kula. Biyadei shalei bekavana, that was the Ramah. That biyadei shalei bekavana liga, that mikra din will be also the didan it's mutter like the Ramah bevekem hefsid. Nitzuk and kaychay together, which is the example of the wine left in the bottle that were more mekel. We could have nitzuk bar nitzuk also. Nitzuk bar nitzuk, the Ramah mentioned at the end of Chav Gimel, if you have a nitzuk that's connected to a nitzuk. We had that case I mentioned to you with the wine coming down the sliding pond. I keep on calling it the coming down from the grapes to the. So we said what comes down it becomes aser. If you have the basket, the filter in between, and there's a hefsik. We said if the filter has holes in the bottom, that's nothing. It's one nitzuk. But if it's flat on the bottom and the holes are on the side, that's nitzuk by nitzuk. So nitzuk by nitzuk ases b'shtia, but l'didan nitzuk by nitzuk is mutter b'shtia. That's another kula. I think it's the seventh kula. They all pretty much they overlap each other. Oh, and here's an important kula. In Kuf Chav Ches, it's going to say the case we talked about where a guy stayed in the house with wine. It's probably the most practical nafkamina. The dina of the Gemara is that there's an issa yichud. That's the lashon that the Rishonim use. That there's an issa yichud to let a guy be yichud with your wine. Sheinu Mavoshel, of course. That there's such an isser, and if a guy is left in the house with wine, the dina de gemara is that all the wine in the house becomes aser, and that is what the mechaber says. The mechaber says, "By yishem by elayenish al Yisrael v'nimtzai kavikam b'saychai imena delas munaol mutter." If he's afraid, he'll walk in. It's mutter. V'munaol b'mavtech mebifnim. If he's locked in, imena nitzvus kaganiv aser b'hanah nitzvus kaganiv alaknisa mutter. So, if the guy is not afraid, ain't if it's kaganim, he has a right to be there. If he has a right to be there, then he's asks it bahano.
Isn't that what we were having? Let something like the refrigerator be double covered or something.
One second. Yeah.
And the fourth thing
That's this case. I was quoting it.
Let's say nobody's in the house now, but...
Yaitzin Nechus is good. Yaitzin Nechus is adequate. Is adequate, yes. The Ramah there says, Yeshayim demizman hazeh, she'ena ha'akam inaskin, afilu eino nitzis kagan of shari. Even if the guy is there himself, he can do what he wants, it's mutter, unless, elim ken yishlochu shenoga lishtes mimenu, ela no acheres. Unless you have some reason to suspect that he had a reason to touch it, ela no acheres, and the Rosh Hashanah says, "Afilachi shari b'hano b'makom hefsid." He says, "Vayta b'zman hazeh." He says, "Vayta that." So the iser yichud with a guy, I don't know about lechatchila, but it says here at least b'di'eved that there's no iser unless there's a reason to suspect that he would that the guy would have a reason to touch it. Someone told me that he heard an eitzah to make a line on the wine level, take a magic marker, make a little line, you could see if the guy drank from it. But that's the cooler that I put here on the sheet. Yichud Yainim guy.
The mag is not a drinking.
What?
The mag is not a drinking.
The
mag is touching.
Touching is not drinking. Okay, the truth is, even if he drank, we said what remains in the bottle at Didan is mutter anyway. There has to be a reason to be chayshish that the guy touched the wine, and that's based on this kula. Because the din of the Gemara is not that way. The din of the Gemara is that it will be aser.
Because then you were afraid
of the guy. Yeah. So these are the coolest. Is in the last kula I put on my list is later in Kuf Chaf Tes, where he niach guy bechadnus and yeinai without the yaitz of a nichnis. Also. You left a guy in a wine store with a lot of wine, and he's locked in. There's no yaitz of a nifnis. So mikra did it should be aser. So there also it says that unless the guy had a hanah from touching it, just to do the shema v'edizara without chayshish, unless he had some reason to have hanah from it, and that is a kuf chav tes. What is it?
If the anu v'vushal bottle is sealed, then there's no chash, is there?
What? Sealed, you could even send it with him, even in the time of the Gemara. I've had double seal, you mean. But anyway, so these are this Ramah and this thing that they're not of the Gechav Bizman Hazeh, as I said, it turns the whole Chaymer of the Inyan sort of upside down and makes it into something that's basically. Oh, I got very late, I'm sorry. Next week we'll finish the Siman of Yitzhashem. There's very little left.